County Dispatch. May I help you?
Yeah, did you get any reports of any objects in the air about 15 minutes ago?
You know, somebody called in, but I really don't know what that would be.
I mean, it was very strange.
Okay.
Looked like a back end of like one of them fighter planes, you know, like a plane coming out the back.
Okay. Was it just like moving at a slow rate of speed?
It wasn't a slow rate, it was a fast rate, but it was coming down.
It was coming down?
Yeah.
Like straight down or at an angle?
Like an angle.
At an angle?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it wasn't real big in, you know, in the back.
Okay. Check with the air base in Vienna and see if they have any report of anything in the area.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, right. Bye-bye. 996. 996. We have a report by CC, actually two calls in of a vehicle in the sky, unknown object above Sampson Drive. Have you noticed anything? That's affirmative, sir.
What's the location?
The area of Sampson Drive.
Also saw.
Sir, he just advised in the air, in the sky. He didn't advise direction.
998.
998, cut.
Did he give you a description on the object?
Public service, sir. I'll give you further.
Okay.
County Dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, four calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
Four calls?
Four calls on an unidentified flying object.
Why not take a look? All right, let's check it out.
You want me to call the air base and see if there's anything in the area?
I'll take a look.
I swear to God. You want to hear the call?
Come out here and choke you.
You want to hear the call? Wait a minute. I'm going to let you hear the call. Do you think I'm lying?
I believe you.
No, I swear to God. Listen.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Listen to this one.
What's that?
My God. Let's get a flight on an object.
Weather balloon or something. You know what I mean? They're check in the area, but I really, these UFO calls are getting out of hand.
I don't know what it is.
If it was, what the hell did they come to Liberty for? There's no intelligent life in Liberty. Come on now. We're telling everybody they're doing a sequel to the what's that new Star Trek movie, Generation.
Louis Green, no noise.
No noise.
And it was low flying and took off.
Oh, come on.
Fifth Avenue.
Are you serious? It's driving up Fifth Avenue Extension. Now, no, but.
Not driving. Not driving. You're flying. It came down and just zooped over it with a big glowing object.
Well, we got four calls on it. The last guy said it was a fighter plane. So you tell me that I would do like a big news story on the water in Liberty and the effects on the people, because these people are clearly afflicted. But I appreciate the tip. I'll let them know some more on it. I dispatched it because God only knows my luck. It would land here, abduct some people, and I would be in trouble for dispatching.
I was impressed because I heard the way you dispatched it, and I said she's trying real hard not to break.
But I'm working with the biggest jokers on the force tonight, so it's real hard not to.
Lucky.
Well, if we do run into a UFO, I swear I will call you personally. Okay? We'll give you an exclusive. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
County Dispatch. Okay.
It's Liberty Police.
That's you, ma'am. Pardon me?
Am I calling the Liberty Police?
What you need, ma'am?
I wonder, have you had anyone call you about a strange plane or airplane or something in the air?
Yeah, they're checking it out.
Yeah, I just saw it on Samson Road.
Where?
On Samson Drive.
Okay.
I was coming down Samson Drive. It was almost, it looked like it was, I don't know what it was. If it was a flying saucer or what it was. It wasn't an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
It was not an airplane. It was down awfully low.
Are you the same lady that called Channel 33?
No.
Okay. All right.
You must have had calls, other calls in order, huh?
Yeah, not many, a couple.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
What did it look like, ma'am?
It was like a, almost like an iridescent color. It was like a bluish purple, you know. It was like a long streak. You know, like it almost was like it had fire coming out of the back of it.
Okay.
You know, maybe it was, I don't know what it could have been, if it was I know it wasn't an airplane.
Okay, ma'am, I'll let them know.
All right,
bye. 998 to radio. 998,
good.
Okay, CC spot me, said it appeared to be hovering about 50 feet off the ground, heading towards Fodum Hutch, and I'm going to be checking that area. It's supposed to be a large object with a lot of lights on it.
I have another report on Samson Drive, and also we've been advised by caller to the media. Media informed us it was a red, it was a blue-green object hovering, no noise. It was in the area of Fifth Avenue Extension.
I'll go that. That Fifth Avenue Extension just came in.
This is just in now.
98.
And then it got.
I see some lights. It's over one block from me. I'm going to try to get over there. I got to go down the street here. It's a large object, whatever it is.
996, are you in the area? 925, do you want to head over to that area?
Traffic.
Repeat your traffic.
Copy, I'm in where do you see this? I just got a glimpse of it. I could see, I'm on Samson right now. I could see it heading by Fifth Avenue on the other side. I could see some lights up in that area. All right, 925 and 998. Should I set my phaser for stun? Yeah, go ahead and do that.
96, can you repeat your traffic?
Area 5th Avenue Extension.
The area 5th Avenue Extension.
Oh,
996, you advised that you don't see anything?
I could see. It was like a red pulsating light.
Okay, radio was advised it would be blue and green.
I saw it was red. It was like a pulsating light. It looked like it was like to the bottom of an airplane, but it was real big.
Okay, we're trying to contact the airbase this time. Stand by.
Ship is the number for the tower.
Copy.
Maybe it's a flying Christmas. Yeah, I'll see you in 8 tiny reindeer.
8 tiny green men.
Yeah, no more calls on this.
Last one in was when I advised last. Nobody's answering.
Yes, Senator, Traffic Control Tower.
Yes, sir. This is Ryan from Liberty Township Police Department in Youngstown, Ohio. know, we have reported some flying object in our jurisdiction, in our area, above the Sampson Drive, Fifth Avenue extension area. I could not give you any kind of traffic, you know, direction that would help you know that area. Do you know of anything that should be in our airspace this time, close to the ground?
Right now,
this is not a prank phone call, I swear. You can call me back and verify.
Look at the radar scope, and I go 60-mile diameter of Youngstown, and there is nothing out there.
Shit.
Not even anything up high.
We've got five accounts, five calls in on this.
Yeah.
Something's flying in our area and it's low to the ground. Would you be able to monitor like a Cessna or something with a light on it?
Well, you know, if it was, do you mean visibly?
No, with the radar.
Oh, with the radar, it depends on how high it is and where they are. You know, if it's low, radar coverage isn't any.
Okay, now I get a text to go there and tell them something, and I don't want to say you couldn't find anything. Is there any, like, clause I might use that it might be, like, a personal aircraft or something that might be used at night or something?
Could be. Could be, you know, it could be anything. As far as, you know, any kind of helicopter traffic or anything down low, they don't have any kind of requirements to,
it made no noise.
Unless they're coming into the airport, huh?
Okay, so you have no communications with helicopters. It could be something like that?
Yeah, it could be a helicopter.
Okay.
The helicopter's particularly flying low.
All right, I'm buying this 100%. But
are you, is that location anywhere near a hospital?
We are close to a hospital, but the location is away from, it's as low as they said it was to the ground, it would be approximately 5 miles away from the hospital.
Yeah.
We're closer to, that end of town is closer, like, out towards the Vienna line, Vienna Air Base area, and that's what I thought maybe it was related to.
Yeah, we haven't had anything going on.
Then I'm going to repeat. Okay.
Yeah, you just go out here northbound, climbed up high, and nothing's going on around here.
Okay, I am going to advise you of this. You could take it and file it in your G and in your garbage can if you want to. We've got accounts of this. Hold on 1 second for me. Okay, I've got 4 to 6 calls. Hold on 1 second. Smart ass. Okay, at this time, I've had 4 to 6 calls come in about a lit object, blue-green lights, hovering above the area of Sampson Drive and Fifth Avenue. The object was low to the ground, did not make any noise, hovered there for some time, and then continued moving down the Fifth Avenue extension road. My unit was out. He caught something he thought was red. Somebody described it as the end of a fighter pilot plane. I don't know what the hell kind of lines of continuum they're drawing here. I don't see any. But this is what I was advised of, so I wanted to call.
Okay, well, you know, I have I was downstairs in the radar room. I would have a finder with some phone numbers. I have some 800 numbers as far as, identified flying object reports and things like that. If you wish, you can call, during business hours tomorrow.
I don't know.
I don't see anything out there, nothing on the radar scope. I haven't seen anything, and, we don't really do anything with the information.
Okay, I thought I'd pass along in case somebody was maybe flying without permission, and, night flying or something like that. I didn't know what was going on, but as long as I've done my job passing along, and I don't want to sound like a crackpot, but that's what we've got in so far.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
998 radio.
998, good.
Sorry, I'm going to quit. I don't see anything right now. What I saw, I have no idea what I saw. It just might have been just a light up in the sky. I don't know. Be in service.
Copy.
925,
good.
You may want to advise the surrounding jurisdiction to stop and interrogate if they come across us.
Copy. County dispatch.
Hi. Is Sotomayor Jones Road and Sampson Drive out in Liberty?
Yes, ma'am.
I wonder if I heard on the scanner where they were looking for that big blue.
Right, ma'am.
Yeah, did they find anything yet?
Not yet. The dispatcher for Liberty Township right now, she's speaking with the air base to see if they have possibly something in the area at this time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I heard on scanner. I thought it was one of the flying saucers since it wasn't very far from the ground.
Well, that's why she contacted them in case it might be a
news media in on that.
I beg your pardon?
Did they call the news on that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I thought I heard in the sky that they did, but they think it might be from the air base.
Right. As I said, the Liberty Dispatch is on the phone right now speaking with the air base.
And they think that's where it's from.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Bye-bye. We've contacted the FAA administration, and one, they've advised nothing on the radar scope within a 60-mile radius of Youngstown. They did advise they have no communication with any helicopters or any private-owned vehicles, air vehicles.
98, they're not aware of anything then, right?
Negative. He checked the radar and advised negative, nothing on radar within 60-mile radius of the Youngstown area. Again, he did verify they have no contact with any helicopter or private-owned vehicles that might be in the area. We are continually getting calls on this, so.
What's the area?
Still Sampson Fifth Avenue.
We're right there. I don't see anything up in the air now. How long do these calls come in?
This just in within two.
This is air radio. It's only visible to certain people with scanners. 98 radio.
Good.
If you get any more calls, try to get an address. I'd like to speak to the people making the call, please.
Copy.
98 radio.
98, good.
You'll be on
58.
98.
98, good.
Yeah, I'm okay now. I'll be back in service.
59.
Back to the UFO, I saw it.
Did you really?
But if it was red, I don't know. Is people saying it's blue? I pull up to this.
County just saw it too.
Down. He goes, hey, this thing's hovering right over Sodom Hutchins. It just came over my house, right? I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah, right? Then you tell me you got a report of it on Fifth Avenue Extension, right?
Yeah.
I'm right by Patty Metzinger's house, and I look towards Fifth Avenue Extension.
Uh-huh.
You could see a red glow up in the sky. It was huge. It was like huge.
See, but they're telling me blue-green because the media called. This woman was crying hysterically. She's like, oh, my God. And she's screaming, and they're like, oh, God. And they call me, and I'm laughing it off because I can't, you know, I'm not going to cause a panic. We are
on dope or something. I see this, right?
No, because Toby, I swear to God, we got 7 to 8 calls on this UFO.
We're doing their scanning us.
No, I'm telling you what, they were coming in at the same time. They were coming at the same time.
Well, anyway, I see this.
And the county saw it. Somebody from the county saw it.
Really?
I think Pete Lusick saw it because he came across his channel and he goes, just that big fucking thing in the sky with the lights. And first we thought they were making fun of us, but they went to another channel to do it because they didn't want to be on their main.
Well, with me, I saw this big red. It was glowing in the sky.
Well, that's what the guy said. He said it looked like fighter pilot lights in the back of the tail of a bomber.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
And I said, well, maybe it's a weather balloon. Well, I called up, and Toby, I swear to you, I was laughing it off, and I thought, well, he's going to say weather balloon or something, but he says, no, I don't. He goes, we have nothing. He goes, we have, and he's trying to give me numbers to report it, and I'm saying, no. I don't want any numbers. He's going, well, he goes, you know, I don't have anything at a 60-mile radius of Youngstown. He goes, I'm looking at the radar right now.
Well, this thing wasn't more than about 50 feet off the ground.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, this is low to the ground. I said, you might not pick it up. I said, you know, and I said, he goes, well, maybe it's a helicopter. I said, well, I heard from four people something that low to the ground would be making a hell of a noise.
This thing wasn't making no noise.
I know.
Because I rolled down, when I saw the glow, rolled down my window, I didn't hear a sound. The only sound I heard was my car.
Well, was it moving or was it just...
Yeah, it was glowing. It was moving. You could see it like up in the air glowing and getting further away from me. That's why I had to go all the way down Overbrook and cut over to get on Fifth Avenue. As soon as I turned off Fifth Avenue, I didn't see it.
Did Bob see it?
No.
Did Steve see it?
No. I'm the only one that saw it.
There's about 10 other people in Liberty who are just swearing up and down. They saw a UFO. Oh, they'll have a ball with it because, I mean, they called already.
What did they say? Did you guys locate anything?
Yeah, well, they're like, the people are serious. They're very upset. And I'm like, well, it's got to be a weather balloon or something. And I knew it wasn't a weather balloon because they, you know, FAA would know about it.
Prosecutors said it was green and blue lights.
Green? Well, no. The media said it was green and blue lights. I had a man who said it was. He said, the thing is, it's quite huge and it doesn't make any noise.
Yep, that's what I saw.
And I said, well, I said, could it be like a weather balloon? He goes, no. He goes, these lights are incredibly bright. And he goes, and this thing's just, hovering. It's not moving. And I said, well, maybe it's a private plane or something.
This thing, whatever it was, lit up, lit up. You could stand, if you were underneath it, you could see it would be like daylight, but red light.
Well, I logged it. I know this is coming back up. I know everybody and their brother's going to be calling tomorrow. And I'm like, I logged it.
Did I saw it? Oh, my God.
No, I didn't log. You saw it. But you know what? They'll be pulling that tape. We're all going to get our asses shook. You watch federal government will come on here and go, okay, we're going, oh, little green men, Santa Claus, flying Christmas tree, all this shit on the channel. We're all going to get our asses in a grinder. Maybe I won't. So, I don't know. If it was a UFO, it's logged, you know. But, I mean, you saw it. If you saw
it.
Well, what did you think it was? What did you really think it was?
I don't know. I didn't you hear me? I came across it. So whatever it is, it's big.
But you know what? I know you play. You know what I mean? I know you joke around. That's what I said.
I wasn't joking. I was not joking.
For a minute, it didn't sound like you were. I mean, you were laughing, and then all of a sudden, you weren't laughing. And I thought, well, maybe he's trying to make me, like, think there's really this UFO there. And I was like, oh.
No, I wasn't joking. I saw the light. I saw a large red light.
Hold on one second. Howling guy, I think I'm a UFO expert. He was talking to me. You want me to let you go?
Yeah, all right. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye. County Dispatch, may I help you?
Yeah, it's Howling 433.
Hey, 433.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
Liberty was spotting earlier.
Oh, cut it out.
No, I'm serious. We've been watching it for about 10 minutes now.
Your ass.
No, I'm serious.
Man.
Go straight out your door.
Hold on.
I'm on Anhide.
Where is it at?
I'm on Anhide, okay?
Come get me. I want to go see this. Is it outside? Can I, like, see it from here?
Well, you'll see it.
Here,
I can't believe
plug
it.
Plug into me. All right, I'm going to go look at it now.
All right, if you're up high enough, it's straight east of you.
It's east of me?
Straight east of you. Look straight
which,
up.
Which way do I go when I, okay, up.
You know where Kane Drive is across from the hospital?
So plug in for me. I'm going to go out. Liberty, get Howlin' Liberty. I'm going to run out. Stay on the phone.
Okay.
Okay, I'm coming back. I'll tell you if I see it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Mikey, do you got a copy or see it? Yeah, that thing has not moved in 10 minutes that I've been watching it. Come up on Henhide and start south off of King's Grave if you're on Henhide. Come on down, you'll see me park. I've been watching this thing through my binoculars. I can't quite make it out. It changes colors from white to red to green. You know, those are colors of planes, but this sucker has not moved. It hasn't gone any direction since I've been watching it. It's a good 10 minutes.
It's an alien. It's an alien.
Yeah, it's an alien, all right.
Prove it.
Hello.
She went outside. She was back in
a minute. Okay. I couldn't believe it. I was just putting by my house, and I looked over, you know, laughingly thinking, because we had one 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over, and I said, oh, here's a plane coming in to land, you know, because I'm used to seeing those. This thing has not moved in 10 minutes.
Huh.
And it's too bright and too low, and it changes colors to be a star.
It's an alien that came down to steal all our Christmas presents.
Yeah, I wish. Hang on
it's
a
Santa Claus.
Go ahead, 429.
Where are you at?
You see my car down on Henhide, about half to a quarter of a mile, somewhere in there, down from King's Grave.
Okay, you got a pretty good view out here on King's Grave, a little bit further.
Okay, you see it? I mean, I got a perfect view where I'm at. I just can't quite make it out through my binoculars.
I got me my headset.
Can you go to 14?
Right, I'm on public service, too, so hang on. I'm trying to juggle mics. Okay, I'm on 14. You got copies?
Yeah, it looks like I'm getting pretty close here, but I can't really judge how far out it is, you know?
Oh, I've been stationary since I called you. Now, however long it took you to come from over on the west side, that bugger has not moved.
Yeah, well, I'm going over 11 right now, and looks like I'm starting to maybe get next to it here.
See it down over here just above the trees? So big, yeah. Okay, has it moved any? It looked like it might have flickered a little in that because it's moving slightly.
It's moving. I would think the earpiece could get a pretty good eye on it.
Okay, Mikey's up here with me now. He's looking through the binocs. It looks like it might have moved just slightly because it moved from one side of a tree to another. But it's still visible right here where we're at.
Over around 11.
Well, I'm out here at
around 11.
It's about the ridge already. The ridge
bridge at the airbase. Okay, it should be south of you, right?
Yes, Kyle.
Looks like it's going circles.
Looks like it's doing circles?
Yeah.
But,
this is moving. What area is it in?
Huh?
What area?
Hang on one sec. Davies. So what area do you think it's in now? Hang on a minute. Okay, where you're at and where I'm at, I'm about half a mile south of Kings Grave on Henhide.
Half a mile south of Kings Grave.
It's still a little bit south of me, so where are you at as far as on Ridge Road?
You guys have to take P-tests and all of that one? Because we went outside, we didn't see anything.
But I don't know where I got to go down.
Okay, there's a brand new house under construction, and we're watching it right through the empty field.
You're seeing it through the field?
Yeah, we're seeing all our cars.
How big is it? What color is it? Because I got
it. It changes from like a whitish red to pulsating greenish lavender.
You see any red? It was a whole red light. He said it looked like.
Well, from the distance, I mean, I can't tell. My binoculars are a cheap set of binoculars. I thought I saw some red. Let me check with Dave from his angle. Do you see red and green on it? Hey, Dave, from your angle,
I'll call the airport.
Is it pulsating red and green?
I'm telling you, we went outside, we didn't see anything.
No way.
Yeah, what?
I'm calling the airbase again.
Okay.
Hold on, just stay on the line.
Move. I'd gladly come down, pick you up in the car, and bring you.
I don't want to see it. Come get me.
All right.
Come get me.
All right.
I'll be outside. All right.
Okay.
All right. I need a break. He's going to take me to see it. I don't believe this. Where's the number I had before? Here it is. Come on, FAA. Yes, sir. This is Rain again from the center here in the 911 center. I called you about Liberty Township.
Yes,
the darn thing is in Howland Township now, and it's hovering over a site. Did you show anything at all on your radar screen in the Warren area?
In Howland Township.
Howland Township.
It's hovering where?
Hovering over a hen hide in Howland Township, about 5 minutes here from the center.
Well,
they're seeing this. They're watching this thing. It goes 50 feet from the ground. There's blue and green lights. Some people say they see a red holding light. Hovers about 50 feet from the ground with no noise. We've had this all night.
Here, looking to the west. Yeah, I don't see anything. I'm 70 feet in the air.
I'm going about to look for this right now. My unit's coming in there. Tell me when he's out here.
Okay, now let me get a pair of binoculars. Let me call
Can you
back.
Check that? Let me give you a number to contact, 675-2549.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
I'm going to look at it now myself.
Bye.
Talking about the thing that looked like a UFO or whatever. Who was it?
That was a joke.
No, we've had.
We know. That's what it was.
We got eight calls earlier.
Yeah, Liberty was telling us about
it. Yeah.
And
we got calls last night on it, too.
Pete told, you know, I said something to Pete. I said, yeah, it's probably altered. You know, how's the UFO going to be detected on radar when it's a self?
I could only hear bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
But yeah, we got like eight calls on it earlier.
But I told Pete, I said, think about it. For 40 years, you heard about UFOs, and they never had one on radar. So they got to be self.
Yep, exactly.
I said, they'll never get them on radar.
Yeah, who knows? Actually, Royanne called out to the airport to see if they were picking anything up,
yeah.
You know, around the area. And they said they hadn't seen anything, but we got, you know, if you get one call or something like that, you know, you don't think anything of it. We got like eight different calls from different people on it, so.
That's hard to say. The winter months, you see a lot more shooting stars because, I don't know, the sky's clear or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And with the cold, they drag on.
Right. And when I left the station tonight, there was one good one to come down. I mean, it was way down, still way bright.
Huh.
And that's what Pete was, he was just joking about that because I told him, I saw that shooting star.
Yeah. They're like, beam me up, Captain Kirk.
Yeah. That's probably what they're saying.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll make a note of that for whoever else, you know, comes out tomorrow, or whatever. Maybe. Hopefully, she won't start up again. But just in case.
Well, you might just want to keep a note of that registration in case the guys like an afternoon turn or somebody.
Right. County dispatch.
Yeah, is that a UFO they're looking for?
Huh?
Is that a UFO they're looking for?
Who's this?
This is Milton at the jail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seriously. We got like eight calls on it earlier.
You gotta be shit.
No. Hey, Leslie, would you believe Leslie if she said yes?
No.
Isn't that a UFO that we got like 8 calls on earlier today and they're looking at again? Leslie said yes.
That is a piece of shit.
No, we got calls earlier tonight on it, and a couple of different people, the officers said they saw it, and one of the Hound officers just said he saw it at King's Graves and Hen Hyde, hovering there for like 10 minutes. So who knows? It's pretty messed up. We got reports on some last night. We got reports on them tonight. So,
oopsie doopsie.
All quiet over there tonight?
Yeah.
See, you need to be over here where the interesting things happen.
Yeah, I'm going to go outside and take a look around.
Yeah, we went out from here and couldn't see it, but it's hard because there's a lot of lights, you know. One of the Hound officers said it was like an area of Hen Hyde and King's Graves, though, hovering there for like 10 minutes. A big blue. What was it supposed to be, Rick? Blue and green? Let me see what color it was, hold on. Rick, what was it supposed to be, blue and green? It's supposed to be blue and green, I guess.
Yeah, UFO number on the
road
there.
What's he doing?
So, airport? We called out to the airbase earlier, and they said that they hadn't had anything on their radar. But if it's in the area of Hen Hyde and King's Graves, it doesn't have to be showing up on their radar. You know, if there was something there.
Don't they have any fighter jets out there?
Could you tell what they just said? Somebody just said something. I don't know what they said then.
All right, I'll let you go.
All righty. If I find out anything else, I'll call and let you know. All right. Bye.
433, 429.
Go ahead.
Okay, is it moving down from where you're at? I'm going down to pick up another person.
Negative. I'm out at the airbase here. We're standing here watching.
Keep your visual on and let me know, because I want to pick this person up, but I'm about 30 seconds away from picking them up.
Okay, looks like he's just sitting here.
Okay.
433, subjects en route.
Where's the change? I'll be there in 30 seconds.
See you right there. 998 radio.
998.
Stand by a second.
429, just still there. I'll be back in here in about 20 seconds.
Affirmative.
Okay, I got a visual on it.
98.
Are you coming out this way? I'm going to run up Old 82, run east on Old 82, because I got a visual on it down here by the
S-curve. Okay.
Okay, I could see a large red, blue, and green light up in the sky. It's east. I'm on Liberty. Going east. Stand by. Get a better location. Palm Ravine, this thing's like going so fast, there's no way I can keep up with it. 998 to radio. When I pulled on Liberty, you could see it in the distance. And as I got closer, it was stationary and it started moving. Which Liberty? Liberty off of Belmont. I don't see it now. I'm down on Logan now. So it's going that direction.
Okay, 49, it's south of Old 82. I'm moving east now on it.
Okay, I'm still stationary up here at the airbase.
Affirmative.
Hey, Walter, chase it back north. I want to see this thing.
distance.
Okay, it doesn't seem like it moved at all from where I'm at here.
Okay, you out there by yourself, or are you going to follow anything that's documented in the observation also?
Yeah, I'm at the airbase. I had the security guard out here.
He doesn't know what to make of it either.
Do you happen to get a visual on it? Oh, yeah, we can see it from right here.
433 control.
433.
Yeah, so Liberty Dispatcher, the outcome of the FAA inquiry.
Last check at radar at the airport. They're advising they have nothing on their screens. They're probably not going to tell us if there's anything anyway, if it's anything to do with the military. Another Hangar 7 happened here in Trumbull County.
It's in Brookfield now.
998 to radio.
998.
Okay, we could see it from 62. A large light. I don't know if it's changing color. I could see red in it. It just seems to be hovering right now.
That's what.
Good. I'm going to walk to the home. I'm going to go up in a tower. 10-4.
433. Did you hear anything from any of the Liberty units or maybe Youngstown?
Every agency in the county's got a visual on it that I can hear.
Right now, control's copying that it's somewhere in Brookfield Township, east of 84 Lumber on Warren Sharon Road. Got a unit at the old county home on Route 7 in Brookfield. Has a visual on it this time. Looks like it's going southeast.
I just pulled off almost to Brookfield, so I'm in the middle to do a binocular observation, and there's definitely a structure there. Unfortunately, what you saw, I guess, an upper structure off the main point of the lighting.
Yeah, right. It almost looks like a little parachute hanging from it.
Right, yeah, something with a different colored lighting to it.
Yeah, right. 433, have you been looking at this thing through your binoculars?
Rob, I've been trying to run as far east to get as close to, and get a good clear visual due to my old binoculars, and I just stopped, like I said, at the Brookfield Center. Just about halfway through, so I looked at it, that object that you described on top of it.
Yes, okay.
I'm running over towards New England to see if I can't go over that way, because I heard this topic about the old homes.
Okay.
What unit is that near Brookfield City?
What is the last?
Did the UFOs avoid Cortland? It's another agency in the town, in the county.
Okay. Is anybody close to that thing?
Last seen, it was southeast from 84 Lumber in that area.
What kind of quality is it? If you come up on 46, you should be able to see it without any problems. All right, pick it up on North River Road.
I have 305 and 11 sitting on the overpass. I don't see anything.
I'm at Fowler Ridge. How high up are we talking here above the horizon?
Not very far. If you're in a tree line, we'll probably block your view.
Okay.
Dave, will I be able to see it from 11 if I go south on 11?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Where, in Area 82 or King Graves or where?
Look out towards King's Graves. Aim yourself right towards the air base.
All right, I'm going to take a shot down 11. 2223, check up. 2223, okay, I'm clear from the homes. Might get closer to it. Okay, what's your last location?
Repeat.
What was your last location that you saw it? Where is it at right now?
Right where you said, it looks like it's right around 84 Lumber. I'm going to head down to 82, I'll drive.
10-4, give me registration when you can.
Yeah, we've got to get back.
98 to radio.
998.
I don't know what this is. It's some large light in the sky. It seems to be changing colors once in a while. We tried to signal it. Head back. Brookfield, wherever it is, I don't know. It's pretty far from us.
10-4 for 59.
Hey, we don't know if there's white light over top of the airbase.
Yeah, that's probably it.
The light isn't pulsating right now. It just looks like a star or something like that.
How far are you from the airbase?
I'm only with the airbase on 11. It's kind of like southeast of there. It looks pretty rather high, though, not just over the tree line.
Well, it's not much, probably. And stop out this way.
Oh, 11. I don't have any way to get there.
Okay.
You heard from Wally, or did he get beamed up?
No, I haven't heard. 432, what's your location?
433, check up. Control 433 checkup. Don't worry, they probably won't keep him long. Control 433. Control to Howland 433. Control to Howland 433. Good. Your status?
We're down in the area. I don't think we can get out. We're on our way back.
Okay, 503.
Told you it wouldn't keep me.
one party advised this may be some kind of celestial planet showing during a meteor shower.
Okay. Just earlier, when we had the earlier call, what I saw was a planet. It was close to the tree lines. It gave off a big red light. It was almost like it was daylight, but red outside.
Copy. We'll document that. 549.
Try just touch.
Hey, Peg.
Yeah.
Hey, that thing with the Air Force base and the radar?
The planet.
Do you remember ours last year?
No.
That we called the Air Force base and they said, no, there's nothing going on. But then, I don't know who did it, they decided, they called the National Weather thing, and the weather had it on their radar.
Don't ask me.
Well, you know, what I was just thinking, have you, like, who's ever, like, running the show out there? Who's, like, really into this?
No.
Maybe nobody is?
Who's ever running the show out here is, like, laughing at all you guys out there.
Well, that's because they're in a closed building and we're out here looking at this.
Okay.
But no, what I'm wondering is maybe somebody might want to give the National Weather people a call. Because they're not going to classify shit. They'll call and say, yo, this is a weasel phone. Like they did to us last year. Hey, Pete, if you saw this, yeah, you'd be doing it too.
Really?
And I'm serious.
Well, Jack said it's Venus.
Okay, well then, there's six of them.
No.
Yeah, she's right about that meteor shower thing.
Uh-huh.
Because when I was standing there, when I got off the phone with you, in 5 minutes, in this little space that I'm watching, there were six of them, whatever you call them, shooting star things. There's six of them, so they're there. But I don't know what it is, but...
I just wish it was cloudy.
Then we wouldn't see this.
Right, exactly.
Well, what gets me is, what was Liberty chasing then?
I have no idea.
Last time I heard, Venus really wasn't wanted anywhere, so had no reason to run from the police.
Negative 15.
No 15s on Venus.
Just like my little get a registration when you can.
Yeah, get a registration when you can. I'll tell you what, I couldn't see him well enough from the radar tower. I climbed up there. Then the fact that my legs went numb. It's a little bit too nippy to be climbing up that thing.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
Well, I went up three flights and I thought, well, you know, as much as I like Star Trek, I don't like it this much.
Thank God.
I went back down. I think it's the Enterprise. Oh, well.
All right, man.
Hey, have fun.
Ciao.
Kind of dispatch, may I help you?
Yeah, 436.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I got to look through this thing at a telescope.
Okay.
Okay, I think what we were looking at is a planet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but ironically, while everybody else was watching it, a couple of the Niles guys had a night vision scope. Some lady who says she lives in Liberty came up to them. They're down here on the strip.
Okay.
And asked them, are you guys tracking the UFO? And they looked at her and thought she was joking. She says, dead ass serious. She says the thing was in her backyard.
I'm telling you, I told you that woman said she was in her backyard.
Yeah.
She said, it was in my backyard, it was in the field, and she was having a fit about it. Would you please get from here, please?
So anyhow, she's telling them, and they said, well, is that what you saw? She turns around and looks at it. She goes, no. She goes, that's a planet. She goes, that's not what we saw.
This thing was red, and Toby said it was right near the ground. He said it lit up the sky.
Ah, okay.
And I'm like, well, it was pretty far away from all of us. You know, we really can't make a good determination, but there's that chance, you know. And
well, for about the last 35 minutes, we've been tracking this with a telescope, and it's moving in a set arc, you know, which would be with the rotation.
Okay.
It's a planet. Which one, God only knows, but it's a planet. It's not a star.
Well, we were all excited.
Oh, I know I was, too. I think
we saw something.
But definitely something else is, you know, whatever. You know, I don't dispute what the lady's saying, but just thought it was funny that somebody came all the way down into Niles, either on her way to work or whatever. And,
yeah, so what the hell are you looking at now? That's not what I saw. Yeah. No, Toby said, you know, there's no way that... he said that did not look look like what he saw.
Okay.
I do not know, you know, if it was the distance or what the situation was. But if that's a planet, that's a planet. It's pretty damn low, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, it was lower when we first saw it, and like I said, we've been sitting down here on the strip, just, you know, everybody sitting still, not moving, and we every so often we had to adjust the telescope, so it's moving, but it's arcing in a set pattern, so it looks like it's stationary, other than it's a little higher, and, you know, like where I'm at right now, I can see it where before I know I wouldn't have been able to see, because I'm down here at the corners, you know, and that's even lower than the center, and I can see it now, so... Oh, well.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Is there any more calls on it?
No, nothing else.
Well, we'll probably all have a lot of answers today.
I'll tell you what. It's enough for me. Thanks for calling.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.